Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Sean and Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hiya, thank you for having me.
So you're a model and an influencer. You're 30 years old, yeah?
Yeah.
Fittest you've ever been.
Yeah.
And you've just had a stroke.
Yeah, the 20th of October. So
2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. Was in hospital for 8 days.
So will we talk about the build-up first? You've had a kind of a tough time recently.
Yeah.
There was a difficult breakup at the start of the summer.
Yeah, the timeline is mad. So had a really bad breakup before the summer. Just very traumatic, bad ending. And that's an ongoing thing. And then you do all the right things, you know, like focus on work. Got into fitness more. And then I found out, actually I booked a girls' trip with my best friend, and it was on this trip that I found out that my mom had cancer. So having to deal with that on top of obviously that breakup.
Yeah. I'd say put the breakup in perspective as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And like that, my mom is my best friend. Like I call her a million times a day for anything big or small. You know, she was there completely for that breakup, for everything. So yeah. To hear that obviously was shattering. But, you know, you put your head down again. I was just focused on fitness, work. I've come home and my mom was actually booked in to get her treatment, her surgery on the 30th of October. So literally just gone. And I think just the buildup of that. It was.
So did you feel stressed in yourself?
I don't know. Like I definitely was traumatized for sure from what had happened. But I think I thought I was doing all the right things to combat the stress because I was working out every day, you know, and I don't think I was overdoing it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would move my body every day, but I would do a boxing session once a week, maybe twice a week. I would run and then I had a PT as well. So like, and it was spread out over the week. So
yeah. And they do say like the best antidote to stress is
movement,
exercise, fitness, move the body and lean into it. So you're at the boxing class, 2.5 weeks ago.
So on
describe what happened.
I think it's important to note like the day before as well, I had went to a boxing class that morning.
Yeah.
And I was completely fine. So like no warning signs at all. So I woke up Monday morning and 7 a.m. class. I'd say it was within 10 minutes. I was on pad work with one of the coaches.
And he's holding pads and you're boxing at him, yeah.
And he's telling me, you know, different combos to throw. So I just remember I was throwing two punches and automatically on impact, my whole right arm went completely numb.
Okay.
Yeah.
And go on.
So then I ran to
the bathroom. What are you thinking?
I thought I dislocated my arm.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm very strong. Wow, this boxing thing is really suiting me. I thought I dislocated my arm because I've never experienced that. Like it was just dead weight on my body. So then I ran into the bathroom and I was on the floor. And by this time, the feeling was coming back in my arm. So I was like, that's so weird. And I seen my friend Christina through the gap in the door and I was trying to tell her to get my phone. And that's when I noticed my speech was completely gone. Like I was saying some words correctly, but then some words were just gibberish. And I put that down to shock. I was like, maybe that's adrenaline because of the injury, do you know? But yeah, I think when I got outside then, I was like white as a ghost. And she said, go sit outside, get some air. So I did. And I just knew I wasn't okay. Like I could not speak properly. Like I couldn't form a full sentence. So I had written out on my phone, like ambulance, I need help.
You had to type it in.
Yeah, I had to write it on my phone.
You must have been so scared, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had no idea, obviously.
No, and a stroke just never came to my mind. Although my grandmother had a stroke before, it just wasn't the first thing to come to my mind. Like, I genuinely thought it was from the impact of me injuring my arm.
Yeah.
I really thought that. But, Christina dropped me to the airport, to the hospital, and I did all the tests there. And,
okay. So what happened when you got there?
So when I got there, they did all like the tests to see was I still having symptoms of stroke, but I wasn't.
Did they know pretty much straight away you'd had a stroke? Yeah.
I assume so. And I had told them there was history of stroke in my family.
Okay. Yeah. So you were starting to think at this point it could have been a stroke.
Yeah, for sure. But then obviously they kept me in and did the further testing, CT scans, MRIs, and then it was shown that I did have a stroke. Yeah.
So when they told you that at 30, that you just had a stroke, you must be completely freaked out, were you?
Yeah, completely. And like, because it is something that you'd associate with a way older person. And, you know, I was on a ward with older people as well. So, yeah, definitely, it felt scary.
And then what did they have to do for you at that point?
So more testing to find out why it happened.
So the stroke, just like, pardon my ignorance here now, the stroke was over, was it?
Yeah.
Had the symptoms kind of subsided and everything?
Completely.
You were back fully to yourself?
Completely, yeah.
Okay.
And the scary thing is, I was on a ward, there was a lady across from me who was 40 and she was like in a wheelchair now. She has two kids and she was in a wheelchair. So like, I genuinely was just like, I'm so lucky that I am completely fine. They came around doing tests every day and I could move properly. So there was no more symptoms of stroke, but they had seen on the scans that I had had a stroke. So from then, they have to figure out why that happened. So they do this bubble echo test. It's like an echocardiogram, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And they use bubbled saline water. And basically you get, it's an ultrasound machine. And they make you blow. They put the bubble water in your cannula and they make you blow. And if bubbles show up from your heart, that means you have a PFO, which is a hole in your heart. And yeah, they discovered that I had one and that would have caused my stroke.
And you had no idea of the PFO, no?
No. Now, my mom does have a PFO, but hers never caused her any issues. And this is the thing with them. You can, everyone's born with a PFO, but as you grow older, they will close.
Yeah.
For 25% of people, they don't close, but it never will cause you an issue. But I think because I have family history of stroke, I was probably a riskier person. And yeah, essentially that's what happened.
So come here, did you have high blood pressure?
I'm not sure.
So you never, because you're not thinking about that when you're 30.
Yeah. Like, but like, not when I was in hospital, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously that changes throughout the day. So like, I don't know, at the time of the stroke, maybe I did.
So. And are you, like, were you fairly calm about it at this point then? Or are you thinking my whole life has completely been turned upside down?
No, to be fair, I wasn't freaking out. I knew I was in the right place as well. So like, I wasn't freaking out.
If you hadn't got to the hospital quickly,
Was
there a potential that there would have been a different outcome?
Definitely. Yeah. I think time is of the essence in these situations and you need to act quick.
So you're now going to have surgery for the hole in the heart, is that right?
Yeah, that has to be closed, I think, December, so.
And how have you been since?
I've been okay. I think, like, the lasting effects for me is just anxiety. Like, it's not funny, but, like, I can laugh at these things. And I think having dark humour is actually just, like, a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
But, for example, if I slept on my arm, which we all do, and you wake up with a dead arm, like, I fully think I'm having a stroke again.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, I was drinking an iced coffee, my fingers gone numb. Like, that sensation, it literally, or if I get stuck on a word, I do think, like, straight away, it's just panic. So,
of course, yeah. Because, like, so you relied on a certain set of kind of assumptions about everything, and that's gone now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, completely. Yeah.
And come here, do you have to take it easy now? Like, like an old one.
Straight on radio.
Slow down. Like, kind of thing.
Yeah. So they do want me to still exercise and all. They basically said, just get back to your normal life. You know, like, there is life after a stroke. But probably can't do intense working out or anything like that. So.
And were you saying you were having panic attacks as well?
Yeah. So that's basically just the sensations. Like, if I slept on my arm or something, I would literally just have a panic attack. Yeah.
Okay. So now you've been getting lots of good wishes from people.
Yeah.
And I gather that a lot of them are from younger people who have also had strokes. So this is not as uncommon as we might think.
This is the thing that's completely rocked me, because obviously posting that, I did have an inkling that maybe one or two people might reach out. They might know somebody this has happened to. I'm shocked by the amount of 20 and 30 year olds who have messaged me saying that they've also had strokes, PFO closures, all these things. Like, it's just, again, you'd never associate it with young people. I'd say every second DM I'm getting is a young person saying that they've had a stroke as well.
Okay, yeah. Person here, this is exactly what happened to my son. Someone else says, my son was 19 when he had a stroke.
It can happen at any age. And I just don't think people are aware of that enough, genuinely.
So has this has given you a kind of a new mission now, has it, to kind of make...
Well, I think it's important to talk about, for sure. Like, it's not exactly like within me to want to go online and share every detail of my life. Like, I don't typically do that.
I wouldn't normally know your social, so you don't normally talk about these kind of things. But I genuinely just thought,
oh my Lord, like, I have to share this. This is crazy. This happened to me. I'm so young. And then to be getting messages from even younger people, like, that's scary. And I think when you're going through it, you do think you're alone. I genuinely was like, maybe one or two other people might have went through this at my age. Like, that's a rare thing. And it doesn't seem to be all that rare because my DMs are hopping.
Okay. And so then if someone thinks this is happening to them, a young person or whatever, what information would you give them in terms of what...
So I think what is it? They call it FAST.
FAST.
So it's facial drooping, then your arms. If your arms are gone limp... then your speech slurring, and then time is of the essence. Like, get to a hospital.
Okay. Yeah. So you actually kind of accidentally almost had the FAST thing in that.
Yeah.
Like you had the arm. Nobody asked you to put your arm above your head because the arm was gone anyway.
I'm good.
You had
though.
The speech, but somebody kind of accidentally did the time thing and got you there FAST.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you please define a stroke? I get confused with a heart attack. So,
a stroke, I think, is like a neurological thing.
Yeah.
More so than a heart.
Is it kind of a bubble to the brain?
Blood clot. It's like blood is cut off. Oxygen's cut off to your brain. That's basically what it is for a period of time. And that's why it affects your arms, your speech, all that.
Okay. How is your mom doing, by the way?
My mom's okay.
Is she? Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay. She had a bit of a wobble there. She came out of surgery and her lung collapsed. So, like, we've really been going
through it. You've got it all going on in your house.
I swear.
Yeah.
Who's
minding who at this stage?
When I leave here, I'm doing the lotto because I'm due some good luck. But, I think just the timing of it. Like, I came out of hospital and she was going into hospital for her surgery. Like, a day in the difference. So, it's madness. So, she had her op, came out of it, was doing okay. Then the lung collapsed. But now she's on the road to recovery now. She's doing well.
Okay. And you're looking after her at this point.
Yeah,
and she'd be looking after you in December.
Yeah.
Is that heart surgery you're having in December or will it be just a small procedure?
It's pretty non-invasive. It's through your groin. They go up to your groin and I think you're just sedated, which is absolutely giving me the heebie-jeebies, but it has to be done. So we'll roll with it.
Okay. Listen, that's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
Jura says, just listening to your show about the girl who had a stroke, it's like listening to my own story. My son had a stroke last November, 30 years old, found a hole in his heart, caused it.
Yeah.
He was waiting 5 months for the operation. He had another stroke. Sorry, I shouldn't.
I didn't know
what was coming there. Sorry, Shauna.
Triggering.
Eventually had the operation in June. The waiting lists are crazy.
Yeah.
My nephew was 13 when he had a stroke. And the Irish Heart Foundation have apparently a young stroke survivor support group.
Yeah, I've heard that's meant to be very good.
IrishHeart.ie.
Yeah.
So you're good though.
I think, like, as they said, like, try and get back to normal life, which is what I'm trying to do. But it's definitely in the back of my mind, could it happen again?
Yeah.
But I'm just trusting, like, I'm medicated and I'm just putting faith in that I'll be okay.
Okay.
All right. Who knows? No one knows anything really, do they?
No, that's the thing. Just one more. As a stroke nurse, it's great to hear a young person talking about their stroke. It's very common for young people to have a stroke. It's not an older person's experience. Not all PFO will cause a stroke, as she said, but it can be a cause in some cases. Best wishes in your recovery. So look, I think you did a bit of a public service there today, Shauna, talking about that. Shauna Lindsay, model and influencer, thank you very much. And we wish both you and your mum very speedy recoveries. It's just 12 noon now. We'll pause for the Angelus.